Heard about this on KFGO News yesterday. The Thompson, North Dakota mayor has joined other municipal leaders around the country in supporting same-sex marriage. She is the first mayor in the state of North Dakota to formally join the effort. And she is Mayor Karn Hippen of Thompson, North Dakota. She is proud to be the 400th member to join Mayors for Freedom to Marry. And Mayor Hippen, welcome to KFGO.
Thank you very much.
Very nice to have you here. How long have you been mayor of Thompson?
6 years.
6 years. And tell us about your support of this this group, Mayors or Freedom to Marry.
Well, when I was asked to join the efforts for marriage equality, I thought it was a no-brainer because, first off, my whole life, always, I've been in favor of equality, whether no matter what the topic, no matter what the issue is. And I guess that's where my gut is that it shouldn't even be an issue. But also, my oldest son, who I love dearly, came out to me 4 years ago, and it just breaks my heart to think that other people's judgments might stand in the way of his happiness and him being able to do things legally like the rest of us can do. I mean, you know, it just doesn't make sense.
It goes far beyond, in my opinion, being able to marry. It in North Dakota, people, homosexuals, the LGBT community, can be discriminated against on every front. You can't do that to a woman. You can't do that to a Catholic. You can't do that to someone from another country. But if you're gay, you can discriminate all you want. You can't commit crimes against them, but that's only because discrimination against homosexuals isn't a crime in North Dakota.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
How big is Thompson, North Dakota? What's your population?
We're a whopping 1,000 population.
Okay. And you've been mayor for 6 years. This story, I first heard of it yesterday. Has it gotten around the community that you are one of only 400 mayors in the country to support Freedom to Marry?
I guess if they're on Facebook, maybe. But the word's getting out, yes. I don't think it surprises anybody, though, that I would be in favor of equality. I don't think that would surprise anybody.
When you and I talked earlier, you made intimation, perhaps, of negative feedback. Have you received any?
No, not really.
All
there
right.
Was just a couple. You know how Facebook is one of those media where anybody gets to say anything. And I will say, though, that the people that disagree with my stance have done so somewhat kindly, but it still just kind of makes me sad to think that there are people who still think it's something to argue about.
Do you think that the state of North Dakota eventually will pass the including of LGBTs into the non-discriminated category, or perhaps same-sex marriage will be allowed in North Dakota?
Well, I would certainly hope so, and I can't imagine that North Dakota would have a choice. I mean, it is what it is. People are people, and why would a state want to stand out and be proud of being prejudiced? I don't think that will last. One thing I mentioned yesterday to somebody was that I am proud to be from North Dakota. I've traveled other places in my past, and I've always been so proud to be from North Dakota because it's such a loving area to be from. You know, you hear North Dakota nice, Minnesota nice, and it really is true at the heart when people have compassion for each other. So I think if people can drop the stereotype or their preconceived notion of what it even is to be gay or lesbian, it's not about, you know, what happens behind closed doors. It's about the equality of being able to just let people love who they love.
Well, Sandy Butweiler and I are very proud of Karn Hippen, the Thompson, North Dakota mayor, who has joined Mayors for the Freedom to Marry. It's a coalition of same-sex marriage supporting mayors organized by an advocacy group. congratulations to you from us. And when do you have to run for re-election again?
2 years from next month.
I hope nobody runs against you, Karen. Thank you very much for talking.
Thank you very much.
Very proud of you. Thank you.